listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's nothing like Friday night football in your community. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for this week's Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank. Each week, the winning team from the game voted on by the fans will receive a $2,000 grant for their football program, game coverage and highlights featured on clevelandbrowns.com, and on-field recognition for the winning coach and game MVP during a Browns home game. This week's matchups include John Hay versus Glenville, Olmsted Falls versus Avon, Brookside versus Buckeye, Willoughby South versus Chardon. Voting ends Thursday at noon. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/community to cast your vote today. Which one of those games speaks to you, Matt Wilhelm?
The Willoughby game.
Willoughby South against Chardon?
Yes.
All right. Oh, enough said. Let's bring in our producer now, Matt Fontana, and let's go around the league.
Number one. I'm glad you picked that one, Wilhelm, because that was my pick. So
why is that, Fontana?
So I'm a part of, obviously, our high school coverage here, and our fantastic folks at the Browns have myself pick one of the games that I almost represent, and I tell people on the game that I picked was Chardon and Willoughby South as well. So I would encourage everyone to vote for that one.
What was so intriguing to you about that matchup?
Well, I think it's important. Willoughby South started out really tough this year, but they have just torn it up since they got in conference play. Chardon is one of the better, smaller teams in the area. I think there's a lot of playoff implications with that. So, and they're two teams that I really respect. I really enjoy talking with their coaches, Coach Duffy at Willoughby South, and I think they just do a good job, so that's why I went with them. Plus, it's the Hilltoppers and the Rebels. I think those are two great high school names.
Absolutely. All right, good.
We'll start around the league, though, guys, with the Cowboys. If you were Dallas, would you cut Greg Hardy?
No, I wouldn't. I think the Cowboys fans, with everything that Jerry's got going down there, with no Romo, no Dez Bryant, who may, in fact, return to the field this weekend, they need something to get excited about. And add a little edge to that football team that has lost, four in a row? And Greg Hardy brings that. I just feel that he's a guy that needs to be taken back into an office and talked to and kind of let them know what the star stands for and how we conduct themselves as a Cowboy.
You know, it's a tough one because they're saying they want him there. They've got to get it under control. What I would probably say to him is, listen, Greg, you've had off-the-field issues. Now you're having on-the-field issues with our locker room and our culture. You are a guy that we want here. We have big plans for you. We think you can help us win, and we think we can help you financially. And let's make this work. But you, my friend, are on. It's the last straw. We can't have any more outbursts on the sidelines. Now, the tough part about it is remember, Dez Bryant gets in not like that, but, you know, he fought his teammate at training camp. He gets fired up and emotional on the sidelines. So maybe that's the culture, but they're going to have to do a good job of reining him in and policing that. Otherwise, it could get out of control in a hurry.
Number two. Is Todd Gurley a top five running back in the NFL right now?
As the statistics say, no. But where is he? Gurley is...
Why would the statistics say no?
The Gurley's 12th right now in the National Football League, but he's averaging 6 yards a carry.
He only played three games.
He played four.
He only played three games.
Okay. But yes, right now, based on his production, what have you done for me lately kind of world, yes, Todd Gurley is definitely a number five running back in the National Football League, and he's probably number three behind Freeman in Atlanta and behind the guy that we see this week in Chris Johnson.
If you were disbanding everybody in the league right now, Devontae Freeman's got the best stats so far this year, but I would say if you were starting a franchise today, I believe that he would be Todd Gurley would be either the first running back taken or the second behind Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
But I think those guys, Devontae Freeman, I'll believe it when I see it, that he can keep this up year after year after year. Adrian Peterson's clearly not the same player that he once was. No surprise there. Jamal Charles banged up. Marshawn Lynch, not the same player that he once was. And no surprise there, again, after the wear and tear he's taken. I think Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley are in a class or in classes by themselves when it comes to that running back position.
Number three. Will Jason Pierre-Paul have an impact this season for the Giants?
I'm going to say no, I don't. I think that as I saw today, you know, he was out there in uniform warming up. They've got 2 weeks to pull him off of some designated list. So he might not be technically active until week 10. And I'm not going to say that the Giants are not out of it. They're in the thick of things right now in the NFC East competing for a playoff spot. But I just don't see, you know, him returning to the form that I thought he had probably in 2013 when he went, you know, what, 18 and a half sacks or whatever it was. It's going to be slow, but I think he's going to have less than 5 sacks for the season.
Do I think Jason Pierre-Paul will be back within the next 2 weeks? Is that the question?
No, like make an impact.
Yeah, I do think he'll have an impact for this team. They're in desperate need of that pass rusher up front. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But this is a team that needs to win in the short term so they can get to the playoff push where he can make an impact. But I do think he'll make an impact. It'll just be interesting to see really how much his injury affects him in that position. We've seen guys play with clubs on their hand, but part of, you know, when you're a power guy, you've got, you know, your bull rush, then you've got your spin moves, but you also have kind of that grab and rip.
Yep.
And when you can't grab as effectively as you could before, it makes it tough for that move.
Even though Big Ben's been hurt this season, would you rather have him going into Sunday's game or Andy Dalton?
Come on, man. Is that even a question?
I just asked the questions.
Andy Dalton or who?
Big Ben.
Big
even
Ben.
Though he's hurt.
Give me Big Ben.
Why?
I'll take Big Ben on one leg.
Because he's Ben Roethlisberger and Andy Dalton's Andy Dalton. Now, Andy Dalton is playing very, very good football, but Ben Roethlisberger is a guy who wins Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger is everything that I would want out of a quarterback. And Andy Dalton, while he is playing very, very good football, don't get me wrong, I still would bet on Ben Roethlisberger over Andy Dalton 100 times out of 100.
Who do you think's the better team, Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, overall?
I think Cincinnati's a more complete team.
I agree
right
with
now.
That. Yes,
but
I do.
But the Steelers, D's playing better. I was surprised, though, that they were not able to kind of blank and hold down the Kansas City Chiefs without Jamaal Charles or Jeremy Maclin this past Sunday in Kansas City.
Number 5. Final one, gentlemen. Which of these following quarterbacks is most likely going to change places in the next season? Either new place, just completely retire, or a new team. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Colin Kaepernick, or Matt Stafford?
I think Stafford's going to stay where he's at. I think Brees will stay at least for another year there in New Orleans. I'm going to say Kaepernick changes his uniform to where, I don't know, but he won't be in a Niners uniform anymore because of the money and the liability that he's become for that franchise. And I think Peyton Manning is done. Stick a fork in it.
I think Peyton Manning is going to change places because he's going to go from being a player to a front office member somewhere. I think there's a good chance Drew Brees will move on. But if they continue to rally like they are, he might stay one more year in New Orleans. Colin Kaepernick, I could definitely see being in somewhere new. And I think Matt Stafford, it'll depend on how he does with the Cooter to see if he decides, if they decide to keep him there in Detroit. And by the way, thank you for the Lions for giving us Jim Bob Cooter. That's fantastic. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
They fired their offensive coordinator, Joe Lombardi.
I knew that.
The new offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions is named Jim Bob Cooter.
Where'd they rustle him up? From a like episode of Duck Dynasty?
I think he's from New York. I think he's from Long Island. Seems like he's from a good Long Island family.
Okay.
Jim Bob Cooter. I don't know. He's from as far down south as you can be, I would imagine.
They asked one of his players, like, what did you think when you heard? I think it was Calvin Johnson, somebody. And he goes, you can't not laugh when you hear that name the first time. So
right.
Even his players think it's funny.
That's why, like, Nathan's like, Cooter. Thank God we gave us Cooter. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about right now on live radio?
Jim Bob Cooter. That's the guy.
There it is. Okay.
Played. He was a backup quarterback for the Tennessee Volunteers, and that's what he's done. He's the second youngest coordinator in the National Football League. Only Washington's Sean McVay, who is 29 years old, is younger.
Jeez.
Jim Bob Cooter. Makes me want to tell a story about my friend's mom, my friend Stabonis' mom. But
I'll pass.
I don't think it's allowed on this radio program.
Show.
Yes, well, it was a show. All right, when we come back, we will go into the mailbag. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Last chance, tweet us, @Browns_Daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm35. Use the hashtag AskCBD. We've got a lot of them going right now here on my Twitter feed, so let's keep it going. We'll answer those when we return.